Well, there's been a reasonable development. The Minister, Guy Barnett, has, I'd say, intervened in the situation. And I guess there have been a couple of outcomes. Namely, the project is going to be delayed 12 months. This is not ideal, obviously, from the Hydro's point of view. However, with the influence from the Minister and our constant badgering, they have come to the opinion that the works that we need to have done to modify our infrastructure to meet the 2 metre and 6 metre drawdowns will not be achieved by February. So we are now going to be waiting until February 2023 to have Meadowbank drawn down.
Do you think the infrastructure will be in place by then?
I believe so. Obviously, there are always going to be delays, but I guess with certainty that we have until that point to have our works done. And I guess the second development is that there's been a bit more of a financial incentive given to the farmers to have their works complete. When I say that, there's still $500,000 worth of funding that the farmers are stumping up themselves. For each farmer, their situation is different, but there's a lot more certainty that the works are financially achievable. So with that in mind, people can start getting their projects ordered. We know that, you know, the material is coming out of Europe for irrigation infrastructure with delays in shipping that may take, you know, 4 months to get here. And so there will be delays, but I believe that every farmer and every irrigator will have the opportunity to have their projects remediated and be ready for pumping at a 2 metre drawdown in February 2023.
Now, there's no perfect result for everyone, but how would you describe the result financially from Hydro with this in mind?
Financially from Hydro in terms of what the farmers are receiving, as we've discussed previously, each farmer has different financial impositions depending on where they are situated on the lake, depending on the depths of the water and their pumping needs. From a personal point of view, I have always had a reasonably simple modification for my infrastructure and my costs aren't huge. However, some farmers up the road are still looking at a $300,000 plus bill. And so it's not ideal for them. And I believe that there will still be conversations that need to be had with the state and potentially federal government to look at how those other funds can be met. But from Hydro's point of view, our financial negotiations have fundamentally been met. They have put an offer on the table that is at their upper limits, and we can appreciate that they've got to that point and we'll accept that negotiated outcome. However, yeah, it's still not perfect. You know, there's still when they draw the lake down to 6 metres in 2023, no one can pump and there will be financial implications. But the farmers have always accepted that. They will have certain loss of water, which means obviously certain pasture can't be grown, et cetera, et cetera. There's still work to be done. But from our dealings with the Hydro in terms of a financial negotiation, that's pretty much been put to bed.
Just to explain for people listening who may not know what the situation is with this work that's necessary for the Meadowbank Dam, how many farmers involved and what's actually going to happen?
Well, there are 14 farms involved. Within those farms, there are multiple irrigation sites, over 50 or so pumps that need to be modified. And so when the Hydro draw the lake down in 2023 to a 2 metre drawdown, and then several months later, a 6 metre drawdown, obviously that's going to require modification for people's pumping infrastructure so they can have stock and domestic water and irrigate their crops and pastures. When you're irrigating, obviously, you only have a certain amount of head that you can draw. And once the lake's drawn to a certain level, you can't pump. The 2 metre drawdown, yeah, has implications because it occurs in February and people are heavily irrigating in February. And this is where the fight started, I guess. You and I, Tony, have been talking about this since the end of January this year. And it's probably one of these situations where the Hydro have been planning these works well before we were informed about them. And really, it's taken until this point, so we're in September now, to get to this negotiated agreement with the Hydro. Had the farmers been informed back in 2020, we might be having the drawdown in February 2022. But there's been delays, there's been a lot of negotiation. And I think it's taken until this point particularly with the intervention from the minister, for the hydro to recognise that this water is really important to the irrigators and to the farmers, and there's a huge value, not just for the farmers, but obviously for the community as a whole. We employ a lot of people. We generate a lot of money, and the state government recognises this, and now the hydro do as well.
So the plan is to do it a year later. Does that mean the next year as well after that?
Yes, yes. So the plan will still be two drawdowns, one in 2023 and one in 2024. Obviously, from our point of view, once we've got our infrastructure in, it'll allow the hydro to proceed with their 2 metre drawdown. Obviously, we still can't pump at 6 metres, but the hydro have negotiated with us to draw down Meadowbank more into May than into April. And so the risk to farmers is greatly reduced because most of our watering has already been achieved.
What about recreational users? They'll be affected, obviously.
100% they'll be affected. They can get out on the water. And I encourage all users to get out this year, because certainly the subsequent years, they won't be able to get on the water from February. And that's not just water skiers. That'll be all recreational users. So the message has been out there, but certainly when it gets closer to the date again, so I suspect the hydro or whoever will be talking to you this time next year to remind people that, you know, you probably won't be able to use your Meadowbank shack back in February 2023.